Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
I think something supernatural happens when God's people gather to worship, but something even extraordinary when we are ready to give an extravagant offering. It's been like this for over 10 years for us as Watoto. This weekend is a highlight weekend. And we give sacrificially, particularly this time around, to celebrate the faithfulness of our God. He's been absolutely faithful through thick and thin. God has been there for us. But we also give because we want to expand God's kingdom. There is many people that still need to experience the love of Jesus. And that's what this is all about. By the way, thinking about generosity, I got thinking about this the other day. I think by far, there is no people group as generous as Jesus followers, believers. And this is why. There is what I think is common generosity where everybody gets to give when there is a need. But for believers, Jesus followers, we the church, we go beyond that. Yes, we do the common generosity, but we also go over and above because we have a great king that we want to serve. We want his kingdom extended. And we never so much go out screaming out our generosity. But if you think of those little churches that are always giving, put all the churches in the world together, I think no people group comes close to the generosity of believers. None. Well, our theme is Faithful God. And I'm going to take a few moments and then we are going to give in style. Psalm 145 verse 13 says this, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and your dominion endures through all generations. In other words, not even COVID-19 can disrupt the kingdom of God. Things may be affected here on earth, but not in the kingdom. And that's why we're going to give generously. And then it says, the Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The other scripture that really reflects the faithfulness of our God is Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. And many of you know it. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's consistent. But I love what the Amplified says. The Amplified version says this, that Jesus Christ is eternally changeless. Always the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ever, eternally changeless, always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So as we get ready to give sacrificially, what would Jesus do? What will Jesus do? Since he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, I'm going to pick on a couple of stories and tell you exactly what Jesus is going to do. Number one, Jesus, today as we give, will take note of our offering. He pays attention. In Mark chapter 12 and verses 41 to 44, there's a story of people giving in the temple and Jesus was watching because he watches. And some came, they were giving much, and a widow came and gave 2 copper coins. That's what the Bible says. And Jesus said, wait a minute. He called his disciples. He said, you see that poor woman over there? She has given more than these other people. Why? Not only does Jesus take note of the amount we give, Jesus looks at the heart. Because sacrificial giving comes from our hearts. Only you and God know whether your giving is sacrificial. Only you and God. And so today, Jesus is going to take notice as we give our miracle offering. But secondly, what will Jesus do today as we give? Jesus will honor our sacrificial giving. He always does. I like the story about Mary in John chapter 12. And this is Mary, the brother of Lazarus, who Jesus had raised from the dead. Mary and Martha, you know that story. Now, they threw a dinner in honor of Jesus. And that's what the Bible says. And Jesus came and was having dinner with Lazarus, who was raised from the dead. And so, as they were reclining at the table, Mary came with a very expensive perfume, and she broke it and began to pour that perfume on Jesus' feet. And then she began to wipe his feet with her hair. And the fragrance of the perfume filled the whole room, but there were some people that were not happy. Some of the disciples, especially Judas Iscariot. And the Bible says it's because he was a thief. And this is what he said: we could have sold this perfume and given to the poor. And Jesus said, leave her alone, because Jesus honors sacrificial giving. And he said, what she's doing to me is preparing me for a kingdom purpose, to give my life for humanity. Jesus honors sacrificial giving. Today as we give, it's going to be a painful offering, a sacrificial one. And I tell you, Jesus is looking down from heaven and is going to honor that gift. Each time God speaks to us and we have asked you to pray and prepare, God may have put a figure in your heart and it is sacrificial. He does that for my wife and I. And sometimes we can't even accomplish what he has asked us to do in just one go. We do it over time. It's sacrificial. Each time Jesus asks you to do something sacrificial, we receive objections. Internally, our hearts struggle. And I know for some of us, our hearts struggle. Really? Should I do that? And Judas's heart was struggling, but it was a wrong motive. He in fact suggested, why don't we do something alternatively that seems good? Jesus said, no. Your sacrificial offering that comes to me, I honor it. And he said, the poor you will always have. But there are some moments you must never miss, like this one. So we have internal objections. Sometimes it's other people who may have come to you and said, really? Should we give all that? Should you give all of that? It could be even your spouse. Listen, honor Jesus like they did by giving your very best today. Sacrificial. And he will honor that offering. But thirdly, what will Jesus do? Jesus will multiply what we give. Jesus takes what we've given, multiplies it to feed multitudes. Like John 6 records the story of a little boy who gave his 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they fed thousands. Great story, because anything you put in Jesus' hands, he will multiply. So today, you're not really giving to Watoto Church. We are simply recipients. You are giving to Jesus. And he will take what we give sacrificially, multiply to reach many. I was in Juba, South Sudan, the other week, at least this past week, and I tell you, Juba was planted out of miracle offering. And it was so moving to see women who only knew Arabic, speaking English, glorifying Jesus. Jesus multiplied that offering many years ago. And there's thousands of stories that can be told. This year, we want to continue to exercise generosity. We're going to bless others locally and globally. We're going to give to Israel. That's what the miracle offering is going to do. We want to plant in a new city as Watoto family. We want to go there because God has called us to the cities and the nations. But also we want to reach more people through strengthening our media. And now we want to also emphasize, God is telling us to emphasize the sports arm of reaching people. So that's what it's going to do. And I cannot wait to see the many lives that are going to be transformed. Because Jesus takes what we give and multiplies it. So, what have I been saying? Jesus takes note of what we give. Jesus honors sacrificial giving. Jesus multiplies what we give. But finally, Jesus rewards us when we give. At school, we learned something about Newton's laws. It says for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And some of us think that's how it is in God's kingdom. No, it's not the same. In fact, in God's kingdom, for every faith action, God responds in an exceedingly, abundantly, more than we could ever think or imagine way. That's God. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, is a principle. So today as we give, Jesus is getting ready to reward us. Are you ready to give, my friend? Yeah, I'm going to invite the worship team to come up because, man, when we are giving our miracle offering, we give in style. We like to dance. We like to shout. We like, because God loves a cheerful giver. So get your offering ready. The giving instructions are going to come on your screen. Wherever you are in the world, you can be a part of this offering. And now as the worship team gets ready to lead us in worship and we get to give, I want to remind you what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6 to 8. He said this, remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. No, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God, this is the promise, will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. That's the word of the Lord today.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.